You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
There seem to be three types of countries in the Arab world at this point. Those that have experienced some kind of Arab Spring revolt, those that will experience some kind of Arab Spring revolt, and those that are working hard not to experience any kind of Arab Spring revolt. And Iran would probably be in that third category. That country is working very hard at keeping a tight rein on its people, in part to prevent a repeat of the Green Revolution that swept through the country in 2009, you may remember. Part of that crackdown has meant an intensification of a 30-year persecution of the Baha'is in Iran. Eight members of the Baha'i faith are now awaiting trial there for organizing an institute of higher learning and education that's called the Baha'i Institute for Higher Education. And joining us now is the daughter of one of those prisoners, Mahtab Farid. Mahtab joins us from Vienna, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I don't imagine that a large number of Americans understand what the Baha'i faith is. Could you explain what your faith is and your place in Iranian society?
Well, the Baha'i faith, actually the Baha'i community, is the biggest religious minority in Iran. So after Islam, that would be the second biggest religious community. And the faith is basically about, our teachings are mostly about world peace and unity of mankind and things of that nature.
Yeah, and certainly the Baha'is are not the only ones that are persecuted. In Iran, there are discriminations against Christians, pretty much any that is not Muslim. But explain what this Baha'i Institute for Higher Education is. What was the purpose of it?
Okay, well, the institute started as a response, basically, to the fact that Baha'is were denied the right to higher education after the Islamic Republic was established. After the Islamic Republic, all the students who were in universities were dismissed, as well as the professors who were teaching at universities. And after that point, no one from the Baha'i community was granted admission to university. So basically,
the Baha'is decided to start their own university.
Exactly. So we came up with this idea of doing this just to educate ourselves and, to educate our youth, basically. It's all been based on volunteerism. So everybody who is a part of this organization is absolutely volunteering their time and energy for it. And it just started very small, just, a few of the academics and professors who used to teach in universities before the Islamic Republic got together and, tried to organize these things that they would teach, youth.
Right.
The same subjects, the same things that were taught, like biology, physics.
Well, Mahtab, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're talking about these professors, but really we're talking about your dad. On the day that you graduated from George Mason University, I understand that's the day you found out that he'd been arrested in Iran.
Yes, that's true. I was actually waiting for his call. I had talked to him a few days prior to that, and on the 21st, I was having my ceremony. He was supposed to call me at night, my time, which would be, morning time in Iran for him. And I came back and I didn't hear from him. I figured that, something may have come up or maybe he had forgotten or something. But then the next morning, I got a call from a family member informing me that they had actually gone to his house, searched his house, and taken away a few of his belongings, like his computers and documents and papers, arrested him and taken him to the Evin prison.
Are you concerned, Mahtab Farid? Are you concerned about his treatment in prison there?
Oh yes, very much, very much. Actually, from the things that I hear, it's not exactly very good. From the family members that we have in Iran have been able to visit him two or three times. Actually, recently, for the first few months, we couldn't see him. And from what they say, he has lost weight and, you know, he's pale. And I know he's having some knee problems because there are two of them in each cell. And it is so tight that when they lay down, like to sleep, only one of them can, you know, it's like they
can
only can have one leg extend. Yeah, exactly. So he was having some problems and they wasn't receiving medical attention.
We're speaking with Mahtab Farid. She's the daughter of one of the eight imprisoned Baha'i scholars in Iran. You know, Mahtab, as I understand, it's not just higher education in Iran. In fact, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Iranian government doesn't recognize marriages between Baha'is, which makes all of the children illegitimate, which means they're not allowed to go to school. Is that right?
Well, we do. We are allowed to go to, you know, elementary, up to high school level. We could go, but we do face some harassments on, you know, kind of a personal basis. It's not. It doesn't. It would really depend on the person, you know, the school staff and stuff. But we could face harassments even during high school and middle school years. And you know, we would sometimes have to change schools several times. When they find out we're Baha'is, we can get expelled. But it's not as systematic as it is with higher education.
So what are you looking for? Are you looking for some kind of action from the American government?
Well, basically, what there is, because of the relations, I'm sure you know there can't be any direct action that would help in any way. But what's really important for us and seems to have that has helped before is when you know, this voice of the Baha'i community in Iran is heard by the world, and you know, there is kind of a spotlight on this issue. It helps that you know, in a way, in such that the government can't really do whatever that they want when they're being watched, and they're you know, there's global awareness of it. So that's basically what I wish that
just
would happen.
Looking to get the conversation started, Mahtab Farid, daughter of one of eight imprisoned Baha'i scholars in Iran. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.